This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there, my name is John Leary and you are listening to The Saturday Quiz. Every week I'm joined by a couple of different guests who try to give me the correct answers to the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. I'm not going to spend too much time on introductions this week because I don't want to cut in on my guests' time. Suffice it to say that they're both award-winning stand-up comedians who've had careers on radio, television and performing on stages all around the world. Welcome to the show, Tom Ballard and Nath Valvo.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi.
Thank you for respecting our time, Johnny. I really appreciate that. It's really nice to, you know, be courteous and respect
Shut up,
the fact
Tom
that
Ballard.
When you set the time to record something, that you arrive on time and that you respect their work. And it just means a lot. And you don't get that a lot in showbiz these days.
I wrote that we were doing this in my phone notes, but forgot to put it in my diary.
Right.
Because
again,
I'm not
an excuse.
I'm not a big nerd like Tom Ballard, who was school captain and put things in his diary and vote greens. Get over yourself.
Brilliant. Okay.
This is going to be like a gay couple that's been together for 30 years waking up on a Sunday morning and the only thing they can connect on is the Saturday quiz and we'll rip each other to shreds the rest of the day.
Just a warning to your listeners, Ballard and I have been very good friends for a very long time and I do believe our friendship is most like a marriage out of any friend that I do have, to be fair.
Really?
Yes. Just, you know, Tom the know-it-all and the fun one, me.
Yeah, I know it all, Johnny. I know how to read a clock. You know, I know everything.
You know how to put things in your diary and show up on time.
I'm Einstein.
Well, brilliant. We're all here now, so now we can get things underway. Can I ask, Tom, you've got your own podcast, like I'm a six-year-old,
yes.
Where you get interesting and clever people to sit down with you and explain stuff to you, like you're a six-year-old. Do you feel like you've picked up some things? Nath mentioned that you were school captain and ducks, I believe.
I was ducks, but, you know, a few disclaimers. No science and maths. I did theatre studies and drama, which I really feel like is cheating. And I did philosophy and Japanese and all that stuff.
Wait, theatre studies and drama?
Yes, I lobbied my school to run both those courses because I was going to become the greatest actor of my generation.
And how were they differentiated?
They weren't. They weren't at all. Drama was like more conceptual. You make stuff up and use a suitcase as a prop and wear some silly costumes. And theatre studies is more like, here's a script, make that happen. It's
right.
Like,
I see.
You know, it was fine.
And what about you, Nath? Were you...
popular? Yes. I was very popular at school, hence not being the ducks or the school captain. I was too busy socialising at the Greensboro Plaza food court and being a bit of a rebel. I'm kidding. I don't think you are kidding. It's true, but it's because I was pretending to be someone I wasn't. I made Parade College in Bundoora, my high school. I made them introduce a performing arts prefect because they didn't have one. They had a science, math, all the sports.
Oh, so
captains,
like a prefect representing
prefect year 12.
Each subject.
Yes. Or area of study. Area of hobby. And we didn't have one. And it was like a huge school, like, you know, 1,200 students or something. So I made them make a performing arts prefect. I became the first performing arts prefect of 2001. And then I think it may have honestly been the year after they realized there was absolutely no need for it. And got rid of it. And so I think it's only me and one other person has ever been the performing arts prefect of Parade College, Bundoora. It may have come back since. I'm not sure.
Do you know what the other possible drama prefect has gone on to do?
Men. That's what he's doing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wasn't asking about the inaugural prefect. But,
well, I feel, yeah, I should look into that because there could be a bit in this. So you're right. I'll do my research.
All right, then. I think we've covered your educational backgrounds enough.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the way, I'm incredibly stupid. So this is going to be a bit fun.
Brilliant.
For everyone.
Well, you're incredibly stupid. Tom, I believe, as ducks, I still think that you're probably incredibly intelligent. So hopefully you'll balance each other out.
We'll be back to find out right after this.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You are listening to The Saturday Quiz. My guests are Tom Ballard and Nate Valvo, and this is question number one. In Italian cooking, the flavor base sofrito is made by sautéing onion, carrot, and what other vegetable?
Nathan!
I mean, well, I don't know an Italian dish that doesn't have garlic in it, but then that would seem too obvious, Tom, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm the whitest man alive. We don't do flavours. So, I'm not sure. What are we saying? With carrot, onion, and something
else. So, say your ingredients again. What's in there already?
Onion,
uh-huh.
Carrot,
uh-huh.
And one other vegetable. And it's not garlic.
Not garlic.
I'd say tomato.
No, it's not tomato either.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, apologize to me. Apologize to your ancestors, all right? You should already apologize to because you're a disgusting homosexual. And now you can't even cook.
What is your heritage, Valvo? Where's Valvo from?
My father, Papa Giuseppe, as I call him when I'm applying for funding on the ABC or SBS. Dad was born in Italy. And my grandparents and dad came over on a boat on a 3-month boat journey, not the P&O, when dad was like 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it. My mum, Lynn, is very not Italian.
Very not Italian. And yes. Am I right? Did your dad not do much of the cooking at home?
He didn't. So take that, women's movement. Dad was very much off to work we go. My mum is an incredible Italian cook.
Oh.
She was really taken in by my nonna and my aunties.
So she would know this.
Taught her. She would absolutely know this.
So my why don't you know
very
this?
Good cook. My brother's a very good cook. A lot of my relatives love cooking. They still do sauce day. Food is a big part of my life. And when I say this, I mean I sit and have them cook for me.
So.
And I love eating it.
Okay, well. Onion, carrot, and one other vegetable. The same three ingredients is called a mirepoix in French.
That is so helpful.
But that doesn't help you at all.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
What goes with...
Can I do one more? Can I do one
more?
peppers. Capsicum, wherever you're from, whatever you call it.
Not peppers, not capsicum. It is a sort of watery vegetable.
Not tomato.
It goes a lot with, to put it maybe in terms that you understand, if you were serving a tray of crackers and dip, you might have carrots, carrot sticks.
Celery.
And celery, yeah.
Yay.
It's celery.
I mean, there you
Sofrito.
Go.
Sofrito. Bellissimo.
Sofrito, yeah. So it's used as kind of a base for soups and sauces and stews and things like that.
Just on the Italian cooking.
Yes.
Do you put peas in your lasagna?
Peas?
Mm-hmm.
No.
See, my nonna did.
Oh.
And said if you want classic Sicilian lasagna, put peas in your lasagna.
Whereabouts do you put peas? Just
hot tip. Just in the sauce layer. It's in the sauce.
Okay.
Just a hot tip for the foodies listening. Well, chuck your peas in your lasagna.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can really claim to give any hot tips when you didn't even know that celery was the third ingredient in a sofrito, but sure, go for your life. Question number two. True or false? Madison Square Garden was named after a United States president.
Well,
Tom, this is you. You're gonna take this one.
Should surely be in my realm. There was certainly James Madison, who was a president of the U.S. Wasn't he?
He was indeed. He was the fourth president of the United States.
James Madison. He's in Hamilton.
he is in Hamilton.
What role does he play?
He is played
by someone.
That was the joke, but let's move on. love it when people don't pick up on my award-winning comedy.
You said you were dumb, Nate.
Yeah. So I'm taking you at your word.
Yes, I mean, I know James Madison is a president, but then that feels like one of those questions that would be like, no, it is actually false and you don't really know about it. But I'd say that's probably true. New York was still around. It's a garden. He probably wasn't going to see Katy Perry there. But yeah, I'd say that it was named after James Madison.
It is true. It is named after him. The current Madison Square Garden opened in 1968, and it's the fourth iteration of the venue, the first one opening in 1879. It hosts sports events like boxing, basketball, and ice hockey, as well as concerts and performances. Have either of you ever been there?
No, but I think it's one of those venues. Like, if you get to do Madison Square Garden, like, that's it.
That's your
crescendo.
Exactly.
I don't think there's only a handful of comics that have done it right.
Do you want me to tell you? There are 10 comedians that have sold out the venue. Only 10. Have a guess who they might be.
I would say Chris Rock.
Rock is there, yep.
I would say Amy Schumer.
No, there's no. They're all males.
Oh.
Yikes.
I mean, it's like any comedy room.
Yeah.
Chris Rock. Steve Martin.
No, not Steve Martin. But a kind of Steve Martin contemporary, I reckon.
Steve Martin contemporary?
Richard Pryor?
No, a little bit.
Jerry Seinfeld?
No, not Jerry Seinfeld.
What?
Yeah. Do you want me to? I'll just tell you, shall I?
Yeah.
Because this is taking a little long. And honestly, you're not going to get a few of them, okay. I don't think. Eddie Murphy was the first comedian to sell it out. George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Oh!
Chris Rock. Russell Peters. Who I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does it? He's a cadet.
He sells big. He sells stadiums.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
Yeah, he will do a tour of Australia and you won't even know it and it'll just be completely sold out. And he does a lot of, you know, ethnic-based humour, comments on racial stuff so that this probably is not PC, but any taxi or Uber that I have, if they find out that I happen to be a comedian, they will effusively tell me how much they love Russell Peters. He ties into the diaspora of South Asian people all across the world and, yes, does very well.
Brilliant. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll check him out. The others were Dane Cook, Kevin Hart, Louis C.K.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Aziz Ansari.
Oh, yes.
And in 2019, Trevor Noah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, good on them.
You know, good on them.
Can we run through some of the venues that Nathan and I have sold out, Johnny, for a little bit of balance, please? Hello.
Well, we haven't sold out our Chapel of Chapel shows next week, hence saying yes to this podcast.
Nice segue. Brilliant segue. Yes, those dates are the 4th and 5th of June, correct? At Chapel of Off Chapel.
The Madison Square Garden of South Yarra.
Come on down.
You, Nath, are on at 7:30.
Yes.
And Tom, what time are you on?
9:30, I believe.
9:30. Yeah.
Great. Do the double. Come see the double.
Come see. But is it like a, do you get 50% off the second?
You know what? You would think that we could have done something like that, but we forgot.
Like a special price for two shows?
I don't want to reward people for going to see Nath Valvo, okay? I want to discourage that. In fact, if you book a ticket to Nath Valvo, tickets to my show are twice as expensive.
I don't want people that think Tom Ballard's funny at my show. Because they're going to have a very bad time because I don't lecture them.
Oh, we're friends.
Brilliant. All right, question number three. What is the name for a male rabbit and for a female rabbit?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what would we call a male rabbit and a female rabbit?
Is it a common name, like a common word we would go, oh, really? Or is it just odd?
They are names that are used for other animals.
I know this, I think.
Oh, do you? Do you know this, Tom?
I think baby rabbits are called kittens, are they not?
They are called kittens. That was my bonus fact. Isn't that weird?
That is odd, isn't it? But that's not what you're looking for.
I'm looking for. I'm looking for a male and the male and female names. Like, it's not a this, but like deer. Bull. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So
cow, doe and deer. So it's the same. Oh no, we're looking for one for each.
Yeah, one for
each. I'm very, very bad with animals because I just am. So Tom, this is on you. I will never get this.
Well, interestingly, Tom, you've already said the female one.
A doe.
A doe, yeah.
Yes, right.
So doe, a deer, is also
a female
doe, a rabbit, female rabbit. But it doesn't scan with the music, so that's why I'm guessing they didn't go with that. No. So if does are females, what are males?
Bulls would be great. It'd be great. Male rabbit is called a bull. No idea.
Do you know what a
jackrabbit?
No, yeah, that's also a good. I thought that was my guess that they were going to be Jack and Jill, but no, a male rabbit. What's a male deer called?
A stag.
Come on, you've been down to time zone.
Oh, a buck hunter.
Yeah,
a buck.
Mate, a buck.
If you want me to get any question correct, just somehow link it to Greensboro Plaza. So anything that was in time zone, brashes.
Well, good.
Tarot cash. I will know the answer.
Next question. Who has a range of crazy bargains that he likes to share with people?
All right, question number four. Which actress links the characters Lisa Fremont, Tracy Lord, and Frances Stevens? Now, this is going back a little bit for you both, I reckon.
All right, so that's already a hint. Is she still alive today?
No, she's not still alive today.
No longer with us. Okay, can you just give us the decade she was like a superstar?
Kind of 50s, 60s.
Oh.
Can we get those names again, please, Johnny?
Yes, you most certainly can. The character names are Lisa Fremont, Tracy Lord, and Frances Stevens. Do any of them ring a bell?
Yes, one of them does.
Oh, which one?
No, she doesn't. Sorry, I was thinking of someone. I thought you said the girl from Hairspray, Tracy someone, but it's not right. Because that was after the 50s.
Yeah.
Who was huge in the 50s and 60s?
I'll tell you what the films they are.
Oh, like, hang on, I've got it. If she was huge in the 60s or 50s, Grace Kelly.
Oh, bingo.
Hey!
Yes.
Well done, Nate Valvo. Wowzers.
I mean, well, you don't get bigger than her in the 50s, right?
Sure. Yeah, Lisa Fremont is the character that she played in Rear Window. Ah. Tracy Lord is the character she played in High Society. Mm-hmm. And Frances Stevens is from To Catch a Thief. And the weird thing is, Tracy Lord was also played by Katharine Hepburn in the film The Philadelphia Story, which I didn't know this. High Society was a musical remake of The Philadelphia Story.
There you go.
Hmm. Yeah. Fancy that.
I studied Rear Window at Praed College, Bundoora, thank you, in year 11 media.
Did you?
And found the movie very boring. How about that?
Nice tie back in.
Thank you.
All right, question number five. In the popular nursery rhyme, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which finger did the fish bite?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Never heard this popular nursery rhyme.
You sing it for us.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let it go again. Why did I let it go?
Pinky.
Well, you kind of, you're kind of right.
Because you just go along with it, right?
Well, yeah, the next bit of the song is, why did I let it go? Because it bit my finger, so which finger did he bite?
The pinky, you motherfucker. I don't know, is that the lyric?
Oh!
No?
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet. Oh!
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay takes me back. You probably listened to Andrew Dice Clay when you were in the, what is it, in Bundoora?
I don't like stand-up comedy, so I, and that's not a joke, I never listen to it, I never watch it. There's some comics like Ballard who are very good at knowing all of that stuff and watch all the greats and copy them. And I just don't do any of that. Yes, I'm really bad at knowing about stand-up. Tom, you're really good, aren't you?
Yes, well, I've got to get material from somewhere, Nathan.
I don't mean that as a stab. Yeah. I just meant there's comics.
Whereas Nathan's a real original. You know, who else could come up with material about mums and dads? And how weird the 90s were, you know? Where do you get these wacky ideas, Nate?
I don't know. It's a good question. It is a really good question. Reviewers have often asked the same question.
Don't worry about Andrew Dice Clay, except in Blue Jasmine. He's an actor in Blue Jasmine. That incredible film, whatever you think about Woody Allen, that's an amazing film, and Dice Clay is an incredible actor in that. His stand-up, in my opinion, is trash, but it is insane how incredibly popular he was. It was literally during Nursery Rhymes that ended with him saying fuck, and he'd sell out stadiums, and people would lose their goddamn minds.
The answer to the question is this little finger on my right. Uh-huh. So you were kind of right, Nate.
Just give me the
but
point,
also,
please.
You were kind of
I
wrong.
Don't... Oh, okay, well then don't. I don't want to just be given points for no reason.
No. All right.
I'm not a socialist like your other guest.
Oh, my Lord. All right, then. No points. We'll see how you do with the other half of the quiz right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are listening to The Saturday Quiz. My guests are Tom Ballard and Nath Valvo, and they're up to question number 6. In computing, the acronym RAM, or R-A-M, stands for what access memory?
I will say random.
And you'll be 100% correct.
Because that's only because of Daft Punk taught me that.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Very nice.
Good one.
Anyway. Yeah.
Well done. See, Nath, you do know stuff.
Thank you.
Did you pick up Daft Punk's albums at Brash's?
Yeah, Brash's on level 1 of Greensboro Plaza, right near the time zone, and Hoyt's.
Brilliant.
How's it going? How have the food courts survived the year of COVID? Are food courts still around?
Are you ready for this? Greensboro Plaza has 2 food courts.
What?
It's still there? It's still going?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there in a very long time. I was just playing up to the...
the stereotype.
The joke from before of and my style of talking about the 90s. You've heard Tom's comment. So let's move on to the next question, please.
All right, question number 7. In what year will Halley's Comet again be visible from Earth with the naked eye? Oh. Now, this is a multiple choice because it's a bit...
Yes, please.
Is it A, 2061, B, 2066, or C, 2071? And there's a bonus point... for naming the year it was last visible.
Has it been visible in our lifetime, Tom Ballard? I think it has been.
Well, it would have to be if it's one of those 3 years, because it's every 70 years.
But I'm saying, do you remember it as a kid? Do you have a memory of it happening?
I have no Halley Comet-based memories, I'm sorry, no.
Either do I.
Yeah, so you guys.
And I feel and I feel that that would have been something that parents would have absolutely got the kids in the backyard for. Mm. I mean, my parents used to wake us up at 2 o'clock in the morning to watch the fucking Olympic opening ceremonies.
Yeah, yeah.
Did your family do that?
We did
of course.
All that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking if there was a comet, I probably would have been woken up for it, but I have no memory.
Am I right? Is it 70 or every 90?
I think you're right. It's 75 to 76 years is the visible period.
Okay. Right. So yes, if it's 2071, then it would be, yeah, within our lifetime in the 90s. I guess they'd all be in the 90s, really, wouldn't they? Or around, yeah, vaguely in our lifetime. I mean, yeah, it's much of a muchness, really, isn't
I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to say that, no, I don't think either of you were born.
Mm-hmm.
What years were you born?
89.
83.
Yes, it was born between those. It was born. Huh. It was in the sky between those years. But it's no wonder that you don't remember.
No. Imagine if I did.
Because I remember, but I was what was I, 8 or 9 at the time.
Do you remember what it looked like? Was it worth it?
I don't remember if it was worth it. I have a feeling that it wasn't.
I'm going to say 2071.
Is when it's next available for us to see.
Next available, yes.
Do you want to pick maybe a different year, Nath?
Oh, I choose the right one.
So A, B, or C? And C is incorrect.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, let's go A.
A is correct.
Told you.
2061, it will be visible yet again. For the bonus point, do you know what year it was last visible?
86.
86 is 100% correct. Well done.
I like this. Working together, Tom.
What a team.
Question number
2061
8.
Is actually when Nath was planning to join us for this.
Come on!
The capital city of which of these countries comes last alphabetically out of Croatia, Serbia, or Bosnia and Herzegovina?
Oof.
So do you know the capital cities of any of them?
Croatia is Zagreb.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. So that's last.
Well, I don't know capitals.
You said that like it's a medical condition. It's like, well, I don't know those. I've got a note from my mum and I don't have to know
it. And I'm also pretty certain two of those places you've just made up. So, yes, I'm very bad at this stuff.
But you're right, Tom. The capital of Croatia is Zagreb, which comes pretty late in the alphabet. Do you want to...
Yeah, so that's clearly third.
Do you want to go with that? Yeah, you don't have to put them in alphabetical order. The question was, which of these countries comes last?
So we've got it.
You've got it, yeah. Yes. So, well done.
Good. All right, great. We don't worry about the capital cities in those other ones.
Shall I tell you? Serbia, it starts with B. Do you have any...
This is going to drive me crazy because I do know this, but... No. Mm. Go on.
I'm going to tell you. It's Belgrade.
Belgrade.
Yeah, and Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's another one that you know from, news items back in the day.
Yeah.
It's Sarajevo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
There you go. Have either of you been to any of those cities? Any of those countries?
I've been to Croatia. To Pula, off the top of my head.
Uh-huh. But not to Zagreb?
Not to Zagreb, no. We just sort of along the coast.
Okay.
No, I haven't been to them. I can't remember if my Kentucky tours went that way. Bali.
Brilliant.
No, I'm kidding. All right. I've never been, for your lovely listeners, I've never been on a Kentucky tour in my life.
Have you returned to your father's homeland?
Yes, I did for the first time only like 3 years ago. I went to Sicily, even went into the mountains. I went to the farm that my nonna grew up on.
Wow.
And we wrote a letter in Italian explaining to them who we were and why we were there. And so when we arrived, we like handed them this letter and they read that we were, the connections, and they like had no connection to us at all. And they cried and hugged.
Wow.
And it was very emotional for everyone.
Were there?
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea what was going on, but yeah.
Were there other Valvos?
There were plenty of Valvos in the small town that my family is from. Yes. But with no connection, weirdly. So who would have thought? Maybe Valvo's the Smith of southern Italy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, question number 9. Pulmonary relates to which part of the body?
Pulmonary. I would say something, is the clue in pull, something about arms or shoulders or hands. I'm not being blue.
No.
What else do you pull something with?
No, there is no clue in that unless you speak Latin.
Okay, I don't. Tom?
I have a feeling it has something to do with the heart.
Or I know how you've got there because of CPR.
Yeah.
Which is cardiopulmonary resuscitation.
Yes.
But cardio is heart.
Cardio is the heart. Oh, the lungs?
Yeah, the lungs. Pulmonary relates to the lungs. Pulmo is Latin for lung.
Hmm.
There you go. And we're up to the last question. Can you believe it?
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Do we win?
Oh, sure.
Surprise?
Well, it depends on if you get this one correct or not.
Okay.
Question number 10. Which two Formula One drivers have been on the top of the podium for the first five Grand Prix of the 2021 season.
God damn it. I knew there was going to be a sport thing. I thought, oh, we're doing quite well here. We haven't entered into the sport world at all.
And then comes the sports question.
How about this? How about you tell us, because we'll pretend that we'll know this. I'm just going to name the two I know.
Okay.
Hamilton.
Very good. That's one of them.
Is it really?
That is one of them. Yeah. Do you know what his first name is?
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton, correct.
And
Alexander.
Alexander. The only other one I know is Vettel.
Oh, you've got the right initial. It's not Sebastian Vettel.
No, well, that's really all I know. Sorry, that's it.
But there's another one that starts with V, and he is Dutch-Belgian.
I mean...
Vroom. Johnny Vroom Vroom. That's my final answer.
I mean, there's also a Schumacher now driving,
yes,
right?
Yes, but it's not him.
Tom, are you amazed that I'm saying all these things?
This is very impressive. I only know Daniel Ricciardo because an ex-boyfriend I had was really into the F1, which is unheard of in the queer world.
No, it shouldn't be because they're actually all very, very hot.
They're quite attractive, yes. That's
they're
true.
A very hot group of people, F1 drivers. Yeah. But I grew up in a car-obsessed, F1-obsessed family. Oh. And Cody, my partner's family, is also a car racing-obsessed family.
And you don't know
Cody,
this.
Like, my partner's dad even used to race cars.
What?
And his uncle was a very famous car driver who, I can't remember his name, so let's move on from that. But, so unfortunately, it's filtered down and I still take it in.
Well, you've got 50% of the answer, which is Lewis Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
He drives for Team Mercedes. He has been first this season in round one in Bahrain, round three in Portugal, and round four in Spain. And this other driver has been first in round two in Italy and round five just the other day in Monaco, however you want to say it. His initials are MV.
I have no idea.
Danny Zuko.
Okay, I might have to just tell you.
Yeah.
How disappointing. His name is Max Verstappen.
Wonderful.
Have you heard of him?
You know what? I have.
You have.
Why do I know this? What is happening?
He drives, what does he drive?
Red Bull.
He is.
Bull.
He's part of the Red Bull racing team.
What is going on, Tom Ballard, right now? I feel uncomfortable that I'm answering this.
Celery. You didn't know Celery? And you know that he's in the Red Bull team?
I don't know. It's just kind of like one of those things that's on in the background and you flick channels and it's just there. You know?
Yeah. I physically could not care less than about any of it. Like, I just, even
excuse
a documentary,
me, Tom.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
But when did I say I cared in the last few minutes?
I know, but I care so little that if I learned something about the sport, it would immediately be replaced with some musical theatre trivia. I still prefer Johnny Vroom Vroom. If someone was called Johnny Vroom Vroom, then I'd pay more attention. I'd be like, that guy's cool. He knows what's up.
We're going to take one more break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. My guests today have been Tom Ballard and Nath Valvo. Thank you both so much for doing the quiz.
That was fun.
Great.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.
My absolute pleasure. And just to remind the listeners, you're both back in Melbourne with bonus performances of your comedy festival shows.
Yes.
Well, actually, yours is your comedy festival show, Nath. But Tom, you're doing a kind of bit of a best of.
Bit of a classics, Ballard
right?
best of.
All the Ballard classics. Yes, my shows, it's going to be a little composite from the past couple of three shows. The Friday night we're doing shows, which will be great, but the Saturday night we are filming them with fancy cameras for special little specials, and it'd be really
And cool. So, you know, if you're a loud laugher, come on down.
Yes.
And just know that you don't have to worry about the camera because two raging gays, we do not care about the audience being filmed. You will not be filmed. All the cameras will be turned to us. Yeah. The stars.
If you're identifiable, we will make sure you're removed in the edit, okay? Because it will distract the viewers from our wonderful comedy and our great
And if
bodies.
you're hot, you will be seated in the very back, in the darkest row I can find. But yeah, no, so I feel sometimes people get nervous when they walk into something and there's cameras. Yeah. But I would like people to know that that is you will not be filmed.
Good. Yes, and so that's a Chapel Off Chapel on the 4th and 5th of June, Nath at 7:30, and Tom, you are at 9:30.
That's right.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Johnny. Merry Quizzing, everyone.
Sorry I was late. Sorry.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you're in Melbourne like I am, I hope you're coping with the latest lockdown and that this podcast provided you with a little bit of light relief. Thanks to my guests this week, Tom Ballard and Nath Valvo. My fingers are firmly crossed that this lockdown doesn't get extended and that they can still do their shows next weekend. Thanks as always to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions. Extra big thank yous to Silverheart 7601 and Rocket Best of Us for writing such amazingly complimentary reviews on Apple Podcasts. That's really very nice of you both. If you've been enjoying this podcast, please tell all your friends. And if you would like to advertise on here, please get in touch on Twitter or Instagram or email the show thesaturdayquiz@gmail.com. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.